Ever since the beginning, we've focused on the end. Just as every culture has its creation myth, so too do they have their Ragnarok. We are incapable of conceiving things without beginnings. And despite our juvenile protestations, we know that all things must end. We fight the inevitable with all our might. We seek to defy the only truth we know with absolute certainty. That to end is to have been. What does not end can only do so by having never begun. And if something has not begun, then it does not yet exist. For the future is not realized until it ends, becoming the present before it ends that state and becomes the past. Only in its end is the sacrament of existence complete.
Crawling across the surface, some tender in its decay. Entwined beneath pain and love, the forgotten gives life in the absence of love. And I don't care enough to care.
It's not that you and me.
Almost invisible, laying in the corner, the wailing tread within. Strive for a section, the break is laughing.
Outcome of We used to talk about them as if they were ours. Distant threats from a barbaric past. Forgotten vestiges of humanity's infancy. Mentioned almost reflectively, as if their danger had somehow passed. We glimpsed them in our rear view, shrinking into oblivion. So focused on our triumphs of history that the calamity approaching was completely unseen. Legs, they shaped our world. Very selves, calling our numbers, changing our habits, strengthening the survivors of the crucible of decimation. These are bad. We must throw off the chains of religion. We must unshackle ourselves from dogma and embrace reason. As our understanding grows, so will our hubris. From our hubris will birth the agent of our destruction. For as we grow in knowledge and power, we embrace the toxic chill of indifference. Indifference to our own existence, indifference to our mother, the earth, indifference to our fellow man, indifference to our own indifference. We created vaccines to stop the plagues we feared, but we never thought to fear the plagues we created. Plagues of famine in a world abundant with food. Plagues of poverty in a world filled with goods. Plagues of ignorance in a world filled with knowledge. Plagues of hate in a world forged from love. Our indifference to those plagues became our greatest plague. We are a plague. Soon the world will cure itself of us. All things must end. And so too must you.